are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
For many girls, fashion is more than just clothing. It's a way to express their personality, creativity, values, and some even say clothes are a statement. Hey, Wen. But with the rise of trends and societal pressures, fashion can also become a source of confusion and insecurity. So in today's conversation with Mrs. Chiakoma, we are going to be exploring how girls can express their identity through style in a way that reflects their personal uniqueness and, very important, and their faith. Interesting. Mrs. Chiakoma, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. And how are you today?
I am good. Thank you so much for coming through to speak to us.
Thank you for the invitation.
Amen. I'm going to ask that before we start, can you please offer a word of prayer?
All right. Shall we pray? Our kind and loving Father above in heaven, we want to say thank you this morning for who you are to us. Thank you for the gift of life and thank you for the bright new day. Great indeed is thy faithfulness, because morning by morning your message we see. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything that you do for us. Even as we begin this discussion, may your presence be with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. The issue of clothes always makes me chuckle every time it's discussed. And I'm like, one day I'm going to be able to have this conversation with a straight face, because it's a lot. It's a lot that happens there. But how does now fashion, fashion influence the way girls see themselves and how they perceive themselves? I don't know if the fashion trends change per year or per season. I'm not sure, ne? But I know that they change every time. This time around, this thing is in fashion. The other time, this one is in fashion. I don't know how they change, but how do they now influence, how our young girls see themselves and perceive themselves? Oh, yes. Welcome back.
Hello. Yeah, I'm back. So, sorry, someone called.
No problem.
Fashion changes. Actually, for me, I think fashion changes every day.
Mm.
Every day fashion changes. And someone says fashion comes and fashion goes. But you as a person remains a constant. And so fashion affects our attitude, by the way, and even confidence significantly. And when we dress in a certain way, it makes us behave in a certain manner that aligns with that image. So, for example, if I dress formally, I will behave professionally and more confident.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I wear describes who I am. I know that many people will not agree with that.
Okay.
But you are what you wear.
Mm.
I know people who have been moved from economy to business class because of the way they are dressed.
Sure.
I know even me, I've used that before. If I want to go to the bank and I do not really want to queue, there is a way I'm going to dress. And people respect me. And it, trust me, it has worked for me. But just the way I appear, I look, people will treat me the way I look.
Mm.
They'll give me the respect. And so, dressing really affects our attitudes. They affect our moods. And girls should be very careful with what they wear, actually, because people will define you with what you are wearing. Even if you are just wearing because you just want to look like that, but people will give you a certain tag because of how you are looking.
So looking at that, you must give me the notes so that when I go to the bank, I don't queue. Please give us the notes on how we dress, so that the next time, I just walk in the prop and they're like, sorry, madam, this way.
Yes, because you are what you dress.
Yes.
Yeah. In as much as you do not want it, people will address you with the way someone actually said, dress the way you want to be addressed.
Yes.
So how do you want to be addressed as a young person?
Hmm.
So you tell people who you are by the way you dress, because people do not understand the inner me. It's only God who knows the inner me.
Yeah.
People understand the outlook, the appearance.
Hmm.
And that's the reason why appearance is very important.
Mm.
So girls should be very careful with what they wear, because people give them a certain tag. Even if they just dress because they want to dress, people give them a certain tag because of what they are seeing, the appearance.
Mm.
Because man sees the appearance, it's God who sees the inner being.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
So now, how can our girls, you know, balance following these fashion trends while staying true to their Christian values, you know, because as much as we're saying that we don't, there is a, because they are in the society, be it at school, be it, you know, wherever, we don't want to see them being bullied or being ridiculed, because we know children are like that. You know, you dress like your grandmother. You are dressed like you understand. We know those things. So how now do they follow the fashion trends? If pink shades of pink are in this season because it's spring, you know, they are still in those shades of pink, in those things, but still maintaining, you know, their Christian values.
Yes. So what is important is girls need to know who they are. Who are you?
Hey.
Because, you know, if I do not know who I am, I will be drawn by anything that comes and goes.
Mm.
People will define me. I'll feel to Hello, are you?
Yes, we are. You're back. Yes, you're back.
Okay. All right. They should find their own identity. Who are you and what defines you?
Mm.
And when you dress, who are you doing it for?
Mm.
Mm. I think that's the question that we should be asking ourselves. When I dress, when I do my hair and I do it pink, who am I doing it for?
Mm.
And by the way, society doesn't even care.
Sure.
Social media, of course, has a big influence on our lives. But believe you me, the moment you post something on social media, people will like it. Some will laugh, some will like it. And then we'll move to another picture.
Mm.
People forget about you. And then you remain with that bad identity. So first things first, identify yourself. Who are you? Who am I? And then when you know who you are, you will know what works for you and what does not work for you. And you will not allow the society to define you and tell you what to wear and what not to wear.
Mm.
There is a lot of pressure out there for young girls to wear in a certain way so that they can be trending.
Yeah.
Trending for who?
Mm.
Who are you trending for?
Sure.
And on whose expense?
Hey, that one.
On whose expense? Mm. And then we'll like your picture and we'll go to another picture. We'll like it. We'll go to another picture. We'll like it. We'll forget about you. You remain in that shadow.
Yeah.
Waiting for people to validate you. So for me, I know who I am. I know what I want.
Mm.
I will not be pressured by society because society expects me to wear a shade of pink, a shade of, and you know, there are these funny colors that are coming. And you know, you cannot keep up with fashion, by the way. You will be changing yourself. And at the end of the day, if you do not know yourself, you lose yourself because of societal expectations. So they should identify who they are. They should know who they are. And when they know who they are, even their dressing, they will know what to dress and they will know what to wear. So much that even if people come and laugh at them to say, no, you're looking like your grandmother, they will defend their looks. But I'm not saying that they should not, they should wear these long flared skirts that make them look like our old grandmothers. No. There should be modesty and decency.
Yeah.
Look, it's possible to look stylish and fashionable and decent. And for me, actually, I think decency is the most fashionable. And knowing who I am. Yes.
Sure. And I liked, you know, saying at whose expense, for example. I was remembered that there was this other time, we were having a parents' conversation. I won't call it a meeting. Conversation at church. You know, about our pathfinders and everything else. And then there was the issue of the length of the skirt, you know. And after that whole conversation, you know, another one that was had outside of that conversation was a matter of who actually buys these clothes? You know, because for me it was, and someone was like, "Yeah, Izanele, don't relax. Ne? You have a baby girl; she's still coming up. You will feel the pressure." I'm like, "Yes, I get that. Maybe now I'm sitting at a point of maybe being in quotes judgmental because maybe my daughter has not reached a certain stage." But I'm like, "But if she's going to wear something that is as short as she can't even bend, that's my money. I have a say, you know."
Yeah.
if I take my daughter to buy clothes and she wants those, if I buy it for her, then I'm also partly to do that. So I just wanted to hear your thoughts in terms of these fashion trends that the girls are into, or they might find themselves interested. If we can see, if we see as a parent that, hey, this one is not make sure, you know, should we proceed to buy them because they're going to throw their toys out the box? They're going to throw tantrums. We know how our teenagers are like. Yes, or what should we do? Because I think we were stuck as parents in terms of pleasing the child and also saying, hey, Marane, this one, I know it's not the one. Mm-hmm. It's ripped mm-hmm. everywhere. Or, hey, it's mm-hmm. too short everywhere. What are your thoughts on that one, Ma?
You know, I'm a boy mom. Mm.
Yeah.
So I just watch what my friends are going through with their girls. But what I feel really is we need to have deep conversations with our children.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have those uncomfortable conversations mm-hmm. with them.
Mm.
Because we want to baby them all the time, and then we are smiling, we are all cute. But the way our children dress
mm.
has a huge impact on their lives.
Mm.
So we need to have those uncomfortable conversations, those deep conversations that they also do not want to have. We should face them. We need to face those are giants.
Yeah.
We need to face those conversations and have those talks with our children and give them a picture mm. of how they should dress mm. and how dressing affects them. Mm. You know that dressing can actually affect your mood.
Yeah.
It affects your mood.
True.
And so they need to know all those angles. They need to know how important it is to dress decently. They need to know the negativity that comes mm. with indecence.
Mm.
So we give them that picture so that they know. Even as they are walking, they'll say, no, I don't care. But they will know to say, I had this conversation with my parent.
Yeah.
And as they grow, they'll actually get to appreciate. Mm. To say, I'm glad that I had these conversations with my children. Because people respect you according to the way you are dressed.
Yes.
So you need to tell them all those things. People will judge you according to the way you are dressed. I've heard a lot of teenagers saying, no, I don't care. People do not know about my inner being and whatnot.
Mm.
I'm not God to know who you are.
Mm.
So I will judge you with the way you are dressed.
Yes.
So they need to know all those mm. things.
Yeah.
We need to tell them, guide them. Even when they leave home, yes, they'll have that freedom, but they'll remember to say, where I'm coming from. My mother cannot tolerate this.
Mm.
My mother talked about these issues for me. So we need to talk to them about them, pray to them, we pray together and have those conversations, read together the book. What does the Bible say about dressing? Mm. What is the world saying about dressing? And what is trending? What do you think about this? What if you wear this instead of this? What do you think? You look, and we compliment them. You look good in this. This one, really, it's not really comfortable. So we need to have those conversations with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And speaking of the Bible, you know, what does it say though, you know, about modesty and how does it now relates to personal style? You know, there's that other scripture there, I think in the book of First Peter,
mm-hmm.
it's talking about, you know, being modest, speaks about braids, it speaks about earrings and everything else. What does it actually really say? Because we interpret it in different ways, you know, and does it say anything about personal style? I mean, it's my personal style, for example, to wear baggy clothes, as an example, while others would say, that's not modest, Lala. You know, maybe mm-hmm. I love things that, you know, they're a little bit. Keyword, little bit tight.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, this dressing thing is quite complex.
Yes. The ones that, you know, I have to wear the tummy hugging things first before I wear that particular dress. Maybe that is my personal style as a person. Maybe I love wearing high heels. With everything, heels, I am there. And you find that the heels, sometimes, you know, they're bright red. That is just my personal style. So that particular scripture in terms of modesty, does it speak to anything in regards to, you know, personal style? And what does that scripture actually say when it comes to modesty?
That scripture is actually very biblical. I think I needed my husband, who is a pastor, to come and even talk about it. But I think the bottom line is modesty and orderliness and respectiveness.
Mm.
For me, really, from the language, that's what I get.
Yeah.
It's about modesty. Would you dress like that? Of course, God is all God. Would you dress like that and then stand in front of God? That's what my mom would always ask me all the time. Would you be comfortable standing in front of God the way you're dressed?
Mm.
And it would always argue about that. I'm like, Mama, God is always loving and he doesn't look at the way we dress. And she'd say, no, he does.
Yeah.
So that verse, really, it's about orderliness. It's about respect. It's about modesty.
Mm.
And the bottom line is, who are you doing it for? And I think I'll keep saying that over and over again. Who are you doing it for?
Mm.
So we need to focus. And I think we are focused more on the dressing, how we look and how we appear. We've forgotten about the inside. I think fashion should start from the inside.
Okay.
Being respectful, being loving, being kind. You know, there's a time, by the way, I went to Lusaka, I was getting something, and I saw this woman who was beautifully dressed. Oh, my goodness.
Mm.
She was so nice. The heel, everything was on point. And then they delayed to serve her because she was buying things, and I think she was in a hurry. The way she insulted the tailor, oh, my goodness.
Mm.
From that time, I never saw that beauty again. Mm. I never saw that fashion again.
Mm.
Everything was just distorted
because
of how she came out, how she was insulting, the language and everything. So we need to focus on the inside.
Hmm.
On the inside. And then the inside will reflect the outward appearance. So that verse is about modesty. It's about being... It's about being modest in everything. Not just dressing. It's about food, everything. You know what makes us dress, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
It's sin.
Okay.
It's sin that makes us dress.
Sure.
Because you remember we're naked and then we didn't even know that we're naked. But when sin comes in, that's when now God, that's when, God dresses them. You know, they get the figures and everything.
Yeah.
So we dress because of sin. Mm. So now look at yourself, how you're dressing. Are you dressing because of sin?
Yeah.
Come to that.
Sure.
So our love for Christ can radiate through our outer appearance.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm. So looking at that, you know, these children, I know every time I speak about children, I always refer to my own children as not to offend people.
Mm. Yes. You know,
I have this child who, for example, the girl child, since we are focusing on the girl child today, she does not have any sense of fashion at all because she's still young. So it is me who is buying, right? Yeah. And I believe she's going to grow up to reach a certain stage where she would say, I don't want this, I want that. Because even with the ones that she currently has, she'd be like, hey, I don't want to wear this one. I want to wear this one. Yeah. It has already started. You know, so when they reach that age where now they pick their own clothes, they're influenced by whatever that they're seeing, be it school when they're not wearing their uniform and the societies that we are living around them. How do they now practically cultivate a style that honors both their individuality as well as their faith? Because sometimes they'll be like, hey, I want to wear the ripped jeans are now in style. They want to wear that, you know. But you may find that it's conflicting with the modesty understanding that we have as Christians. So how do they cultivate their style but still sticking to what their faith teaches them?
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good one. And so let me pick it from how you started your introduction. So as we are picking kids for our children, when you know they are young, they cannot pick for themselves, we need to be very mindful of what we are picking for them.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm picking for them crop tops and bum shorts, they will think that's what is normal. So when they are still young, let us pick what is decent for them, what is comfortable and what is nice. There are a lot of nice clothes out there which are actually very decent. Very nice clothes. So now, because when they grow up, they will know to say, I never grew up wearing bum shorts, so it's very something that is very uncomfortable for me. I cannot. So now let's come to them, or now when they grow up, how can they pick what is fashionable, and then they don't lose their identity. So I think I'll go back to what I said when we just started. They need to know what fits them.
Yeah.
You know, you don't, everyone is wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, you're back.
You don't just wear something because everyone is wearing it. They need to know what works for them and what doesn't work for them. And I think that's what people do not understand about fashion. You cannot just go for the shade of pink.
Whilst the pink does not suit you.
Comfortable. They need to be comfortable in their body.
Mm.
So they need to pick things that they're comfortable with, looking at their complexion, looking at their body size, looking at their height. Those things will help them to pick what works for them, what makes them comfortable.
Mm.
Without them losing themselves and then lose their way as well.
Mm.
So how they dress, how they pick their clothes and everything will help them to be in line with God.
Mm.
They will not just pick anything. So they need to understand who. I think people need to be asking themselves, who am I?
Yeah.
Mm. When I know who are you? There are certain times when you just ask people things and then we forget about ourselves. Who am I?
Mm.
What defines me? What on earth am I here for? What am I doing? You're not just here to eat sadza.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing on earth?
Mm.
Okay? So the clothing we wear isn't what is important. What is important, Zanele, is trusting God.
Yeah.
Fashion comes and fashion goes. So they need to choose a style that works for them, their body size, their complexion. And when you put all these things together, girls will choose a style that they are comfortable in, and that style will represent God. They will not lose their focus when they know who they are.
Mm.
Yeah.
There is this one when you are asking, who are you? You know, I usually say it like, whomst are you? Whomst are you? You understand?
I'm like,
the moment you understand whomst are you, whom you belong to, then all things will be well. Oh, Ma, thank you so much. I'm going to ask that. Can you please pray? Pray for our girl children, you know, and also us as parents, because as much as everything else, as much as they're going to throw tantrums, sometimes we enable certain behaviors. But if you can just pray for the parents as well as the children.
Thank you so much. Before I pray, girls need to understand that besides fashion, God loves them.
Mm.
Really, God loves them.
Yeah.
All the time, all day, every day. So they should not try to make others happy.
Mm.
God still loves them. They belong to the big family of God. Let
yes.
us pray.
Mm.
Our gracious and loving Father above in heaven, I want to say thank you for the discussion that we had, a very hard conversation that is affecting our little children. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you may protect our children, especially the girl child. You know the struggles that they go through. We also pray for the parents who are parenting your children, that you give them the wisdom and knowledge that come from above to instill values that are going to make these children different from other children. There's so much influence from social media, so many crazy expectations out there. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you may protect our children and guide them so that when you come for the second time, you take us home together with our children. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Ma, for coming through and speaking to us.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Amen.
Right. You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.